Chapter 30, Acid-Base Balance, Chapter Summary. Here's a tip. Listen to this summary after reading the chapter to help you reinforce the key concepts. Before class or your next test, you can also use the summary as a quick review. Introduction. Acid-base balance is one of the most important of the body's homeostatic mechanisms. Acid-base balance refers to regulation of hydrogen ion concentration in body fluids. Precise regulation of pH at the cellular level is necessary for survival. Slight pH changes have dramatic effects on cellular metabolism. Mechanisms that control pH of body fluids. Remember that pH is the negative logarithm of hydrogen ion concentration of a solution. pH indicates the degree of acidity or alkalinity of a solution. Acidosis describes arterial blood pH of less than 7.35, while alkalosis describes arterial blood pH greater than 7.45. Elements that influence pH include carbonic acid, formed by aerobic glucose metabolism, lactic acid, formed by anaerobic glucose metabolism, sulfuric acid, formed by oxidation of sulfur-containing amino acids, phosphoric acid, formed in the breakdown of phosphoproteins and ribonucleotides, acidic ketone bodies, formed in the breakdown of fats and include acetone, acetoacetic acid, and beta-hydroxybutyric acid. Acid-forming potential of foods is determined by the chloride, sulfur, and phosphorus content. There are two major types of mechanisms for the control of pH. Chemical buffer systems, which are rapid action buffers, including bicarbonate buffer system, phosphate buffer system, and protein buffer system, and physiologic, which are delayed action buffers, including the respiratory and renal responses. The pH control mechanisms, then, are buffers, respiration, and kidney excretion of acids and bases. The effectiveness of pH control mechanisms over the range of physiologic pH is extremely effective, normally maintaining pH within a very narrow range of 7.36 to 7.40. Buffer mechanisms for controlling pH of body fluids. A buffer is a substance that prevents a marked change in pH of a solution when an acid or base is added to it. It consists of a weak acid or its acid salt and a basic salt of that acid. Buffer pairs are present in body fluids, mainly carbonic acid, proteins, hemoglobin, acid phosphate, and sodium and potassium salts of these weak acids. Buffer actions prevent marked changes in pH of body fluids, including non-volatile acids, such as hydrochloric acid, lactic acid, and ketone bodies, buffered mainly by sodium bicarbonate, and volatile acids, chiefly carbonic acid, buffered mainly by potassium salts of hemoglobin and oxyhemoglobin. The chloride shift makes it possible for carbonic acid to be buffered in red blood cells and then carried as bicarbonate in the plasma. Bases are buffered mainly by carbonic acid when homeostasis of pH at 7.4 exists. The buffers in pH control cannot maintain normal pH without adequate functioning of the respiratory and urinary pH control mechanisms. Respiratory mechanisms of pH control. The amount of carbon dioxide in the blood directly relates to the amount of carbonic acid and therefore to the proton concentration. With increased respirations, less carbon dioxide remains in blood, hence less carbonic acid and fewer hydrogen ions. On the other hand, with decreased respirations, more carbon dioxide remains in the blood, hence more carbonic acid and more hydrogen ions are present. Respirations are adjusted to counter the pH imbalance of arterial blood. Respirations are related to pH value. For example, acidosis causes hyperventilation, which increases elimination of carbon dioxide, decreasing the blood carbon dioxide and therefore decreasing the carbonic acid in the blood. This decreases blood hydrogen ion concentration, that is, it increases blood pH. This, in turn, tends to correct acidosis to restore normal pH. Prolonged hyperventilation by decreasing blood hydrogen ion concentration excessively may produce alkalosis. Alkalosis causes hypoventilation, which tends to correct alkalosis by increasing blood carbon dioxide and therefore blood carbonic acid and hydrogen ions. By eliminating too little carbon dioxide, prolonged hypoventilation causes an increase in blood carbonic acid and, consequently, in blood hydrogen ion concentration, thereby possibly producing acidosis. Urinary mechanisms that control pH. Urinary mechanisms play vital roles in acid-base balance because kidneys can eliminate more hydrogen ions from the body while reabsorbing more base when pH tends toward the acid side, and eliminate fewer hydrogen ions while reabsorbing less base when pH tends toward the alkaline side. Mechanisms that control urine pH include: secretion of hydrogen ions into urine occurs when blood carbon dioxide, carbonic acid, and hydrogen ions increase above normal. Distal tubules secrete more hydrogen ions into urine to displace basic ions, mainly sodium, from a urine salt, and then reabsorb sodium into the blood in exchange for the hydrogen ions excreted. Secretion of ammonia occurs when blood hydrogen ion concentration increases. Distal tubules secrete more ammonia, which combines with the hydrogen ions in urine to form ammonium ions, which displace basic ions, mainly sodium, from a salt. The basic ions are then reabsorbed into blood in exchange for the ammonium ions excreted.